August 21, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Ministry of the Unnoticed. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Matthew 5:3. The New Testament notices things which from our standards do not seem to count. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Literally, blessed are the paupers, an exceedingly commonplace thing. The preaching of today is apt to emphasize strength of will, beauty of character, the things that are easily noticed. The phrase we bear so often, decide for Christ, is an emphasis on something our Lord never trusted. He never asks us to decide for him, but to yield to him, a very different thing. At the basis of Jesus Christ's kingdom is the affected loveliness of the commonplace. The thing I am blessed in is my poverty. I know I have no strength of will, no nobility of disposition. Then Jesus says, blessed are you, because it is through this poverty that I enter his kingdom. I cannot enter his kingdom as a good man or woman. I can only come as a complete pauper. The true character of the loveliness that tells for God is always unconscious. Conscious influence is priggish and unchristian. If I say, I wonder if I am of any use, I instantly lose the bloom of the touch of the Lord. He that believeth in me, out of him shall flow rivers of living water. If I examine the outflow, I lose the touch of the Lord. Which are the people who have influenced us most? Not the ones who thought they did, but those who had not the remotest notion that they were influencing us. In the Christian life, the implicit is never conscious. If it is conscious, it ceases to have this unaffected loveliness, which is the characteristic of the touch of Jesus. We always know when Jesus is at work, because he produces in the commonplace something that is inspiring. That's the end of Oswald's message. I am not sure that this message is not perfectly clear without additional comment. However, I am awestruck again as I am reminded that the single most impressive and compelling characteristic of Jesus is his complete and utter humility. It is this pure, untainted selflessness that is so contrary to the nature of human nature. It is this pure, untainted selflessness that draws me to Jesus. And it is this same poverty of spirit, i.e., absence of pride and self-interest, that will enable others to see, quote, the character of Jesus, end quote, in my life. The greatest barrier to visibility of Jesus is the fog created by the actions and attitudes which I exhibit, which coincide with my humanity rather than his divinity. God is love, and the essence of love is giving, and giving one's all, one's very life, for another is the supreme evidence of other love. Many times I traded affection for something I might get from another. Other times I simply used another to get what I wanted, with absolutely no concern for them or how my use, or should I say abuse, of them might harm or hinder them. Although subtle, the tendency constantly waits crouched by the door to spring on me, to ensure that I am not shortchanged by the event of this moment. I have my rights, even as a Christian, or so I claim. Yet it was the setting aside of Jesus' rights that enabled me and you to be reconciled to God and restored to the perfect relationship once known only by Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Paul stated in his letter to the Philippians, Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but he emptied himself and humbled himself and remained obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross, the most humiliating of all deaths of all time. Christ does not glorify financial ruin or personal destitution. He does, however, receive glory when a human being is poor in spirit or humble. I can and should measure my humility, selflessness factor, by observing and admitting any expectation of affirmation from those around me for my service for God or my fellow man. Another measure is how much time I spend reflecting on the good works I have done in the past or even in the present. As I become more and more enthralled with Jesus, I will lose myself and my consciousness of myself. Ultimately, when I achieve unity with Him, the commonplace activities of my life will produce blessing and promote the love and unity of the Spirit of God.